All right, welcome back here to the Urology Care Podcast. I'm going to let my guest go ahead and introduce himself now before we get this conversation rolling.
Hi, my name is Mark Falick. I'm a urologist in Voorhees, New Jersey, southern New Jersey.
Well, welcome to the program, and I want to just open this talk up today by asking, can you just describe what urology is in the first place?
Sure. So urologists are medical doctors, specialists who take care of the urinary tract issues in both men and women, as well as reproductive and sexual health issues in men. And urologists provide both medical and surgical care to patients with regard to these areas.
Well, today's episode is going to be aimed at the patient or whoever who's never been to a urologist's office. So what should someone expect on their first visit to a urologist's office?
One of the things that's going to be important for the patient to explain to the urologist is whether they're having any specific issues regarding their urinary function or reproductive or sexual function, or whether they're just there for a routine exam and check to make sure that they're staying healthy. On initial evaluation, the urologist is going to want to get a little bit more information about if they're having any problems, and if so, for how long, how severe, whether they've had any prior treatments or history related to this. The evaluation that is going to include a history as well as a physical examination, medical history of medications, allergies, prior surgeries. And in most urology offices, part of the initial evaluation is going to be to provide a urine sample. So one of the things we often find is that patients aren't aware they're supposed to give us a urine sample when they come into the office. And so it's very helpful if the patients come in prepared to give us a urine sample, because oftentimes that will be part of the initial evaluation of the problem.
So what are some of the most common reasons that a patient will visit a urologist's office?
Some of that's going to depend on if the urologist has a specific focus to their practice. But in general, there's going to be both men and women who are having urinary issues, either frequent urination, urine control, or incontinence issues. Oftentimes will be referred patients by their primary care doctor because they have blood in their urine. Some patients will come to the urologist after being in the emergency room and found to have a kidney stone. And there can be other findings on evaluation that another doctor may provide, findings of cysts in the kidneys or other abnormalities on imaging tests that are done to evaluate abdominal pain or urinary symptoms. And then, of course, some patients will be coming to discuss infertility, inability to have children, or other sexual issues that they're having. And so a lot of it, again, depends on the patient and the focus of the urologist. But those are some of the general areas that a urologist might be seeing a patient to evaluate.
Are patients always referred to you by another doctor? How does that work?
Well, as specialists, we oftentimes are referred patients by their primary care doctor, patients who are undergoing evaluation by their primary care doctor and found to have certain abnormalities. But they certainly don't have to be referred to us by another physician. I'll see many patients who come to me because they know I can help them with certain other issues they may not want to discuss with their other doctor, reproductive issues. And so, again, it's a mixture of patients who are referred by their primary care doctor, patients who are sent after an emergency room visit, or also patients who seek us out on their own and are aware of our area of expertise.
Can you kind of go into the difference between who might go to a pediatric urologist and who might go to an adult urologist?
Sure. So pediatric urologists tend to focus on patients who are under 18 in general and deal with any urinary issues or other issues that patients in that age group may be having. Some of these may be issues that presented at birth or as a child or have developed as a child gets older. For most urologists that don't focus on pediatric care, the age range can be anywhere from young men and women with kidney stones, men who are presenting to discuss a vasectomy when they're done having children. Someone who specializes in infertility, I tend to see a lot of younger patients who are trying to start a family and having problems with that. And then many urologists deal with adults of all ages who are having urinary tract issues. Certainly we see more men with prostate problems and prostate cancer after the age of 50, but there's no specific cutoff for an age group, and we see patients of all ages with all varying factors, because some urologic issues tend to be more prominent in older adults, others as younger people.
I know you went into this a little bit earlier on in the conversation, but do you have any advice for how patients should prepare for a visit to a urologist's office?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's important to try to be calm about the visit. It's always helpful if a patient can come in knowing that, you know, we're going to do a good evaluation and we're going to try to make them better or keep them healthy. And so we see patients, unfortunately, that sometimes come in very, very anxious or stressed about the appointment. And, you know, it's understandable, but anything you can do to try to come in relaxed about the appointment is good. It's always helpful to bring information with you to the appointment. Obviously, we want to have any previous testing that you've had done. If you have prior x-rays or any kind of imaging, to, if possible, bring the CD disc or other copies of that, so it's easy for us to look at those tests, any tests that your primary care did, lab results. And, of course, a list of your current medications is helpful. Any information about your prior medical history that would be relevant. And again, I mentioned the being prepared to have an examination as well as give a urine sample.
Is there a particular fear or recurring question that patients seem to have that you've noticed at all?
Well, as I just mentioned, patients are somewhat concerned sometimes about the type of exam that they'll have. And in most cases, the initial visit to the urologist's office is not going to involve anything particularly invasive or particularly uncomfortable. Certainly, the examination is something that some people, you know, fear, but we do our best to try to make it relaxed and as comfortable as possible. And then, you know, making sure that the patient's upfront and honest about why they came. It's always difficult when a patient comes in and won't explain why they're there or has an issue that they feel embarrassed to talk about. And they need to understand that as urologists, these are the kinds of things that we deal with regularly, are very comfortable talking about. And although they may not be used to that, it's something they can be relaxed and comfortable to discuss with us.
Do you have any other final thoughts you want to touch on for what you think a patient ought to know before their first urology visit?
Well, again, I think they need to know that urologists, as I just mentioned, are you know, regularly dealing with issues that may seem unique or unusual to them. And so they should feel comfortable discussing these issues and know that we're going to do our best with the expertise and experience that we have to make it as best an experience as we can, you know, to make sure that they bring all the pertinent information so that we can make the best decision as to what's right for them.
Dr. Mark Falick has been our guest today. Dr. Falick is in private practice in Voorhees, New Jersey, and that's the southern part of the state, I'm correct?
Correct, near Philadelphia.
Does that mean you're an Eagles fan?
Well, as someone who grew up in New England, they've become my second team.
But, okay, wow. I did go there, but thank you again for coming on today. That has been some terrific information you were able to share for us.
Glad I could be a part of this. Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Urology Care Foundation, the official foundation of the American Urological Association. For more information on today's topic and for all things urology health, visit urologyhealth.org.